This recording, Arkansas 11, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect it to see in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Kama, Kama," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Kama was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Kama and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then, Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Something that really irritates me, especially when I travel outside of Arkansas, are people that do not seem to understand the difference between sweet tea and iced tea. Iced tea is tea without sugar in it, and you cannot make it sweet tea. Specifically, I remember a time when I went to Chicago, and I'd had it. This was the absolute breaking point. I asked the person, "Do you have any sweet tea?" She's like, "We have unsweet tea and sweet and low." I stopped her. I said, "If someone from the South, specifically Arkansas, ever asked you that, that is not sweet tea. You have to add sugar to hot sweet tea in order for it to properly dissolve. Otherwise, you're going to have this gritty, gross texture. And so you might as well just say, no, we don't have sweet tea, because you're going to answer the person's question a lot faster." One exception, a caveat, is that if you serve sweet tea or unsweet tea with simple syrup, then you can easily make it into sweet tea because that's a liquid into a liquid. But unsweet tea and sweet and low will not sweet tea make. So it really irritates me when people don't understand what sweet tea is. Typical sweet tea recipe, in Arkansas at least, will depend on the vessel that you're using. Almost every family that I know of has their tea pitcher, which generally is about a gallon in amount. It could be less, could be more. It greatly varies. Some people like what my mom refers to as stump water, which is where you put a lot of sugar, as much as 2 cups to a gallon. Not a gallon of sugar, but 2 cups of sugar to a gallon of tea, which will make it incredibly sweet, borderline saccharine, way too sweet for me. When I was still living at home, I made it with a cup of sugar. But living on my own now, I don't hardly ever have sweet tea, just because I don't keep white sugar in my house because I don't need added sugar in my diet. But if I were to make it, I would brew, if you're using individual bags, about 4 to 5 of black tea, not Earl Grey. You don't want a breakfast blend. You just want like orange pekoe. You'll see it in the tea aisle in Walmart or Harps or wherever. You boil it, let it cool down, add it to the pitcher, add your sugar, give it a good stir. You can add ice to hasten it, but just put the pitcher in the fridge and it'll cool down. And when it's cool, have a glass.